Magellan certainly proved that for the rest of Europe. So consequently here, once we're in barring the truth, we don't care who is against us, as long as we know we're speaking the truth, we're ready to die for that. So we are speaking about this FBI campaign, and I was given an assignment by my party to do a role of the FBI and the CIA in drug running. Now, the FBI, this was done about 2.5 years ago, the FBI made a statement. In their statement, they said, concerning drugs, because, you know, we're following them very closely, they said that every day, 1,500 airplanes, private small airplanes, enter America, drop drugs, and that's where the drugs come from. Now, I know they lie all the time, but I was stupid. You know, I went off, started doing research on airplanes, what kind of small airplanes can come and get through radar detection, how can they drop it. I really went through all of this. But we'd have some exchange information with some left-wing groups we're working with. And after about 3 months of actually pursuing this line of reasoning that these pigs had sent me off on, the white left who we're working with sent a documented paper showing that drugs come into all these countries on regular domestic airlines. I said, God, am I stupid. How could I think that 1,500 planes come into America, to Canada, to Italy, to Germany, to France, to England, where drugs are all over? It has to be domestic airlines. It has to be domestic airlines. So when one speaks about drugs, if one just limits it to the African community, why, you blame the brothers selling the drugs. You blame the people using the drugs. And that's where you think the problem is. You just have to fight against the drug pushers and the drugs in your community. You have to fight against the CIA if you're against drugs. You have to fight against your local police if you're against drugs. So if you're against drugs in your community, it's not a fight to just clean it up. It's a fight for political power, to have the power to control your community.